He took a trip to Ukraine. And I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and President Biden took us all by surprise.
Freedom is priceless. It's worth fighting for as long as it takes.
And standing next to Ukraine's president, he told Volodymyr Zelensky the U.S. will be there supporting him all the way to fend off Russia's invasion almost exactly a year ago, announcing more American military aid and...
Later this week, we will announce additional sanctions against elites and companies that are trying to evade sanctions and backfill Russia's war machine.
Fox's Steve Harrigan's in Kyiv.
People thought this might happen, that there was a chance. They knew Biden was coming to Poland, but then when they shut the internet down, when they kept people inside, closed all the windows, and they saw the huge motorcade, it really became clear that this was a visit from the 80-year-old U.S. president in an active war zone, a war zone where the U.S. does not have troops on the ground or control of the air.
That's for the president has since left to go to Poland as China's top diplomat goes to Russia.
On the heels of that private meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Munich over the weekend. Now, Blinken says there is growing evidence to suggest that China is considering sending lethal aid to Russia. He says he warned his Chinese counterpart that there would be serious consequences.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the White House, angry over U.S. and South Korean war game drills. North Korea has test-fired two more missiles.
Neighbor Japan wants the U.N. Security Council to meet as soon as possible. But even if it does meet, the council may not take action. Last year, China and Russia blocked a U.S.-led attempt to hit North Korea with more sanctions.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the day after shootings in Memphis, left one dead and 10 wounded.
Investigators say they've identified three people who are persons of interest in the shootings, which happened early Sunday morning in two separate locations.
This is Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Typically, right now on a Monday, we update Wall Street, but not this morning. There's no trading on this President's Day holiday. The price of oil, though, is up a dollar, back over 77 bucks a barrel. While gas remains the same as it has for the past week, AAA's national average still 341 per gallon. Another big tech company's making employees get dressed and leave the house, as they are now making employees at Amazon work from home less.
Amazon CEO says workers have to be back in the office at least 3 days a week starting in May. The tech company was allowing individual managers to decide how often employees had to be in the office. Amazon says it's better for collaboration and company culture and to help out downtown areas where Amazon offices are located. Other big companies like Disney and Apple have been ordering workers back to the office too as the pandemic eases. Shayna Stulen, Fox News.
At the movies, a little superhero has a big opening weekend.
Ant-Man and the Wasp: Quantumania finished at the top of the weekend box office, pulling in $104 million.
I don't care who this guy is. I just lost so much. He can give us a second chance.
It's the largest opening of the year so far. James Cameron's Avatar: The Way of Water remains in second place with $6.4 million in its 10th weekend. The sci-fi sequel now surpasses Titanic as the third highest grossing film ever. Coming in third place is Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, bringing in $5.3 million this weekend. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
At the British Academy Film Awards, All Quiet on the Western Front was the big winner. It got 7 awards, including Best Film and Best Director, but Best Actor went to the star of Elvis, Austin Butler. Cate Blanchett won Best Actress for Tar. The Oscars will be handed out March 12th. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.